Now we come to the relationship on the job. This is the relationship of capital and labor. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, and eye service is Paul's peculiar word here. He's used it before. What he means is don't keep your eye on the clock. Keep your eye on Christ. He's the one that you're serving, and that's the way you ought to do your job. Today, we've got a lot of Christians that are talking about they're dedicated and they want to serve the Lord, and they're as lazy as they possibly can be. We've had a little experience in radio. We had a boy here that talked about how dedicated he was. He stood around with his hands in his pocket and his mouth going all the time. He thought he was dedicated. My friend, if you are lazy on the job, may I say to you very frankly, you are not dedicated to Jesus Christ. He wants you to do a good job. But in singleness of heart, fearing God. And you remember he had some instructions for also the man that employs him too, that he has a responsibility as a Christian. This is the simplicity of a Christian's life. Paul could reduce his life down to just one goal. The one thing had top priority in his life. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth for those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, he had his eye and his mind and his heart and his total affections fixed upon Jesus Christ. Now, that reduces life down to the lowest common denominator and gives us the highest answer that you can get. And, of course, that answer is Christ himself. And here, the idea is not to fear the boss, but to fear God. And he concludes with that, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. Well, the word heartily here, that is work from your soul. We hear a great deal today about a soul brother, but we ought to have a little more soul work. That is that whatever we do, we're doing it to the Lord, not to man, not to be man pleasers. And he goes on to say, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Now, that simply means that you're not going to have to report to your boss, maybe. When his back is turned, he doesn't see that you're loafing on the job. He doesn't see that you're not really giving him a full day's work. But the Lord Jesus does. And you're going to answer to him because, see, you are in him and you belong to him. And therefore, you have to give an account of your life to him. And since we represent him down here upon the earth, he's going to ask that his representative be found faithful, you see, knowing that of the Lord. And I'm of the opinion that a great many folk, humble people that you and I know nothing about today, who've been faithful, faithful on the job, faithful to their employer, faithful to their church, faithful to their pastor, and very few people know about them, they're going to get a reward. And I think you and I are going to be surprised someday when we see what a handsome reward they're going to get, a reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Now, that just puts a different complexion upon Christian service down here. There's so many today that are lazy in God's work. I would say that one of the curses of the ministry, and I find this has been true of a staff, it's been so easy for them to loaf on the job. Nobody looking, nobody watching. But we serve the Lord Christ. We're going to give an account to him. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there's no respect of persons. And just because you happen to be in God's service and you feel like that you're maybe something special because you're teaching a Sunday school class, when he judges you, friend, that won't make any difference at all. All will be judged alike. And we're talking now about believers that go before the judgment seat of Christ.